Welcome, good morning. So we'll start our practice sitting comfortably on the floor. Take a moment to close your eyes. Whatever you were doing before, leave it behind. Whatever's coming after can wait. For this next hour, let's be as present as we can be. To begin that, focus on your breath. Feel yourself inhale. Feel yourself exhale. We'll let our head drop down now and roll from side to side. And come back to center, bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity, mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale, let your prayer reach up into the sky. And then exhale, part your hands, twist to one side. Inhale, reach back up to the center, and exhale, twist to the other side. With eyes open or closed, continue those twists. And then reach up one more time, bring hands back into your heart. And with the next inhale, circle your arms up and into the sky. And exhale, fold forward. Lay your hands down on the mat, step your feet back, and make your way into downward facing dog. Hips pointed skyward, step your feet up and down. Take a moment to feel your way into your body. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. Take a gentle forward bend. This is a time to remind yourself that this is your practice. Do what feels good for you. Find your way into the poses in the way that you're in the language that your body speaks. And walk your hands forward again. Come back to downward facing dog. And then from here, let's lay knees down to the mat. And sit down onto our feet. As you inhale, cross your arms, reach up and open. And then as you exhale, cross your arms and fold all the way down. And then using your breath as your guide, continue that movement. Now come up, cross your arms, reach to the sky once more. This time when you exhale, fold forward, reaching out. Come to child's pose, arms extended forward. Find a nice, comfortable resting place. Anytime you'd like to stop for a moment of stillness, child's pose is here, ready to welcome you back. And now curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky. Find your downward facing dog. And step your right foot forward. Left knee touches down onto the ground. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. Step the right foot back. Sit down onto the feet again. Inhale, cross the arms, reach up and open. And exhale, fold forward. Inhale, take shoulders up and over your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down to the ground. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, lifting up into cobra. Turn, look to your right. And then to the center, and then to the left. Look back to the center and push yourself back into child's pose. And we'll dig toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. The right knee comes down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands touch down, we'll step the left foot back. Sit down onto the feet. Inhale, cross the arms up and open. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, shoulders up and over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, down to the ground. Inhale, rolling the shoulders back, lift to cobra. Turn to the right. And then the center and the left. And then again to the center and back to child's pose. And toes dig their way into the floor as hips reach to the sky. From downward facing dog, walk your feet up to meet your hands. Take an inhale all the way up, sun breaths. With your exhale, fold all the way down. Again, your breath, your guide as you flow. One more inhale comes all the way up. And then we fold hands into the heart, step to the very front of your mat, sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, hips sink down, chair pose. Inhale, reaching up. A little back bend is yours if you like it. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhale, touch your hands to the mat, reach your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle up. Exhale, hands come back down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And right leg reaches up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, touch hands to the mat, step the left foot up to join the right. And with an inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, we'll come up again, maybe a little back bend again. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, touch your hands down, reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. With an inhale, arms circle up. And we exhale, hands touch the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, go back to downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down. The right foot comes up to the front with an inhale, all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach high. Once again, you can curve into the little back bend. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, let your hands come to the mat. Walk your feet back and step into downward facing dog. Take a moment to just breathe. To feel yourself breathing in. To feel yourself breathing out. To focus your mind on your breath. So now that we've loosened joints and warmed muscles, let's begin our standing flows. Take your right leg up and into the sky. And then step the right foot forward, set your back foot flat down, and reach into Warrior One. So start your Warrior One with a firm foundation. Really feel your feet pushing into the ground. Reach to the sky. Find little openings here and there within you. But all the while, focusing on your breath to quiet your mind. Now, without changing anything at all about the feet or the legs, let your hands come behind your back. Link the fingers together here, roll the shoulders back, and let your heart spread wide open. And using your firm foundation for support, slowly come forward, leading with your open heart, just to where it feels good, where it makes sense, where it speaks the language that your body speaks. up, hands down. With an inhale, back up, warrior one. And circle arms round and round. Once more, arms reach to the sky. And as we exhale, they come down to the mat. And we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. And lay your knees to the mat, hands right under your shoulders, cat and calf. Inhale, the head, the tail lifting. Exhale, draw your belly in as you reach your back toward the sky. Your breath as your guide. Next exhale, come through your cat pose down into your heels. Inhale, cross the arms, reach up and open. And exhale, fold forward. Hands on the mat, toes curl into the floor, hips reach to the sky. Downward facing dog. Again, raise your right leg up into the sky. Take a bigger step forward this time. Back foot comes flat down. We'll open to warrior two. Again, the feet hug the ground. From your center, reach wide. All the while, focusing on your breath. Without changing anything at all about the feet or the legs, take a little reach forward. Flip the right hand over and then reach back into reverse warrior. Left hand drips down the left leg. Take this nice big side bend, reaching into the right side of your body. Bend the right arm, lay it across the right thigh. If you're more open, you can go all the way to the floor. Left fingers go to the sky. Look straight up if possible. Side angle pose. Finding in each pose where it feels good, where it opens you up. Interpreting it to the language that your body speaks. But all the while, still focusing on your breath. Begin a circle with the top arm, reaching it back toward the back end of your mat, brushing against your back leg, pointing down to the floor. And then when you reach straight ahead with the left hand, straighten your right leg. Finish the circle of your left arm in triangle pose. Standing right above your feet, your whole body. Finding the place where it gives you opening, creates space in your body. Feels good. And all the while, focused on your breath to quiet your mind. Bring hands down to the mat and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Knees come to the mat, hands come under the shoulders, cat and cow. Use your breath as your guide. Thank you. Next exhale, come through your cat pose down into your heels. Inhale, cross the arms, reach up and open. Exhale, folding forward. Toes curl under your feet, hips lift to the sky, downward facing dog. And once again, right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward. This time walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Take hands under your thighs as you lift up to stand. And let's circle our arms overhead. As we do, we'll point our toes to the corners of the mat. And then hands come to the heart, bend your knees, sink yourself right down into the center in temple pose. And take a moment to just close your eyes, to be still, to quiet your mind. And sink down a little deeper. Be a little deeper. Straighten the leg, stand up, turn your feet around to the long side of the mat. Take hands onto the hips and pour yourself down. Let your hands come down to the ground. So we'll take a twist next. If you'd like to take a moment to adjust your foundation, feel free to do that. Lay your right hand below your face on the floor. Left hand comes up to the low back. Take a moment to lengthen through the back, the spine, the crown of the head, and then take a twist to the left. As you come into the twist, you're welcome to reach your left arm to the sky or keep it at your back. Interpret it to the language your body speaks. Let your chin follow around towards your left shoulder, remembering that the neck is part of the spine. And then the twist unwinds. The left hand returns to the mat. Walk your hands forward now. Spread your fingers open wide. Push your hands into the ground as you push away from your hands with your hips. After the twisting of the back and spine, give it a nice lengthening and straightening. And hands come back under the face. We'll twist the other way now. Take your left hand below your face on the floor. Right hand to the low back. Lengthen out through the back and spine, the neck. And take your twist to the right. Any way that it feels good for you, any way that it feels healing. Chin moving toward the right shoulder. And we'll unwind the twist. The right hand comes back to the mat or to the floor. Walk your hands forward again. Push yourself away. Give the lengthening to your back and spine after that twist. The hands come back under the face. And then they walk around to the front of the mat. Go ahead and shift your feet. You may want to step your back foot in a little bit. And let's stand up onto both feet and prepare for pyramid pose. So create the foundation first. Feet fully on the ground. Engage your legs as if you were pulling up stockings. Hands to the hips. Tip your hips forward. And slowly come out over your right leg. Listening to your body. Listening to your breath for guidance. Finding where it feels good, it gives you a nice opening. A place that's not too much, not too little, but really feels just right. Let your hands come to the mat. Step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, come all the way up. And exhale, bring hands to the heart. Step step your feet hip distance apart. Let's take a nice back bend here. Make fists as your low back. As you push down through the feet, roll your shoulders back. And let your heart be pulled toward the sky as you curve into your back bend. Make a nice, gentle arch with your body. And spread your heart wide open. All the while, focusing on your breath to quiet your mind. And slowly, carefully come up from the back bend. Change your hips, hands to your hips, and pour your back bend into a forward bend. Let yourself hang down. Allow the low back to release, the middle back, the upper back, the neck. Step your right foot halfway back. Stand up and let's prepare again for pyramid pose. Anchoring the feet to the ground, engaging the legs, tip the hips forward this time, extending out over the left leg. Just to where it makes sense for you. Each of us interpreting the poses to the language our own body speaks. Where does this give you the opening you crave? The sensation your body yearns for. Hands come to the mat. Bring your left hand inside your left foot. Walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. And let's take that twist again. So set the foundation through your feet. Right hand below the back, right hand below the face, left hand to the low back. A nice lengthening first and then a twist to the left. Again, you can take your left hand to the sky or keep it at your back. Whatever facilitates this twist in your body. Now unwind the twist, the left hand returns to the mat. Walk your hands forward, push away from your hands, get length. And then hands come back. Now we'll take the left hand below the face, right hand at the low back. A lengthening and a twist to the right. Now the twist unwinds. Once more, walk your hands forward. Give yourself a lengthening. And hands come back under the face and then under the thighs. Lift yourself up to stand. As you inhale, circle arms overhead. Point your toes to the corners of your mat. And hands come to the heart. Sink down, temple pose. If you feel comfortable closing your eyes, do so. Let your mind focus on your breath. And sink down a little deeper. And go a little deeper. Stand up tall, take your hands to your hips, turn your feet to the long side of your mat, and pour yourself forward. Hands drop down to the ground. Now walk your hands around to the front, turn your feet to face forward, and then step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Knees come to the mat, hands under the shoulders, cat and cow. Use your breath as your guide. Next exhale, come through your cat pose, down into your heels. Inhale, cross the arms, reach up and open. And exhale, fold forward. Toes curl into the floor, hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. And this time, take your left leg into the sky. Take a big step forward with the left foot, back foot lays flat down, warrior two. Feet create a solid foundation. And from your very center, open as wide as you can. The whole time, focusing on your breath. Quiet your mind. Without changing anything about the feet or the legs, little reach forward, left hand turns over, it reaches beyond your head, reverse warrior. And then the left arm bends and lays across the left thigh, or the left hand goes to the floor, side angle pose. Right fingers straight up into the sky, look up to your fingertips if that's possible. And find the opening in your body. Find space. And begin a circle with the top arm reaching to the back of your mat, brushing your back leg, pointing to the floor. As you come around to the front of your mat, straighten the left leg. Right fingertips to the sky, triangle pose. Straight leg, strong foundation, spacious and open. And all the while, focusing on your breath to quiet your mind. And then hands come down to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Knees to the mat, hands under the shoulders. One more time, cat and cow. Inhale, head and tail lifting. Exhale, back arching to the sky. Using your breath as your guide. Next exhale, come through your cat pose, down into your heels. And as you inhale, cross the arms, reach up and open. Exhale, fold forward. Toes dig into the floor, hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. And one more flow. Left leg again to the sky. Step the left foot forward, lay your back foot flat. Step into warrior one. Feel the foundation through your feet. Feel space in your body, but all the while staying with your breath to quiet your mind. And change nothing about the feet or the legs, but let hands come behind your back. Fingers linked together, roll the shoulders back. Heart spreads wide open. And slowly come up and over, leading with your open heart. Coming to that place where it feels good for you. It makes sense for you. It's not too much, it's not too little. It's just right. Release the hands, reach back up into Warrior One. And circle arms round and round. And once more up to the sky. And exhale, hands come down to the mat. We step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, back to downward facing dog, but only momentarily. Lay your knees to the mat now. Slip your hips into your heels. And come for a rest in child's pose. Lay yourself down into the quiet of this child's pose. And feel yourself breathing in. Feel yourself breathing out. To your hands, pressing them down into the mat. Curl your toes under your feet, lift your hips to the sky. Take a slow return to downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. And nice and easy, with an inhale, come all the way up. And with an exhale, hands find their way back to the heart. And let's step into a balanced flow. So step first onto your right foot. Let's begin this balance with tree pose. So once you have a root system with your right foot, take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. And find a center at your heart. If you like, you can branch out through the arms. Anytime you need to step down and start it again, feel free to do that. But all the while, focusing on your breath to quiet your mind. Fold hands into the heart. Take your left knee straight ahead. Stand very tall. You can also straighten your leg here if you like, or you can keep your left knee bent. See what you like. Now if your left knee is straight, let's bend it again. Take your left hand, press your left knee back to the back. Reach around, catch your left foot in your left hand. Dancer's pose. Right arm reaches to the sky. Push your left foot into your left hand. And just let that take you where it takes you. And then 2 feet come to the floor. A moment to just give yourself a little movement. And let's plant our tree with the left foot. Make deep roots, take your right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands at the heart are branching out. Folding hands into the heart, the right knee comes straight ahead. Stand nice and tall with a straight leg or a bent knee. and bend your straight leg. Take the right hand, press your right knee around to the back. Reach around, catch your right foot in your right hand. Left hand to the sky, dancer's pose. Push the right foot into the right hand. And 2 feet back onto the ground again. A little movement. Inhale, let's reach to the sky. And exhale, fold all the way down. Hands come to the mat, we walk the feet back. Knees touch down, hips again slide into the heels. A return to child's pose. This time we'll walk hands way off to the right. Little side bend. And hands back to center. And way off to the left. And then bring your hands back to the center. And walk your hands in toward your knees. And here we'll crisscross the ankles, come right over the tops of the feet, and come to sit. So we move our practice down onto the floor now. And let's begin by rolling back and forth. So grab behind your legs, roll back as far as your shoulders, and roll back up. And just take a few rolls forward and back. And then one of the next times you come forward, come to a point of balance where your feet don't touch the ground. And then roll your shoulders back, let your heart spread wide open. And you can stay right here, you can release the hands, you can straighten the legs. But if at any time you find yourself rounding in the back, dropping your chin down, then come back a few steps and find a place where you have that nice wide open heart. And all the while, focusing on your breath to quiet your mind. And then feet come down to the mat. Let's take hands to the floor behind the hips. Push into your hands and feet and lift up to a tabletop. Hips come back down. Maybe pick them up, scoot them back just a little bit so we can straighten the legs for a forward bend. Inhale, reaching to the sky and lengthening upward. Exhale, tip the hips, fold forward. Close your eyes. Feel yourself breathing in. Feel yourself breathing out. Your hands up your legs and grab your knees. Lay yourself down all the way onto the back now. Come all the way to the floor. As you come onto your back, settle in for a moment, maybe rocking yourself around, just getting comfortable. And take hands under your knees. Spread your knees open wide, your toes still touching. Take hands to the floor behind your head. And then reach to the sky and using your abdominal strength, reach up and through the center. And then come back down. Let your knees come together so they touch. Reach your arms up and then over to the left side of your legs. And lay back down. Knees come wide open again. Reach up and through to the center. And then lay yourself down. Knees come together to touch. We reach up and over to the right. and back down again. Spread your knees wide open, reach up through the center. This time grab the edges of your feet, reach your feet toward the ceiling as you lay your head down, knees pointing to the outside of your rib cage. And then drop your right foot to the floor, cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg, draw the legs in, find your reclining pigeon pose. A nice deep opening in the left hip. So feel free to adjust it, move it around until you get that really good sensation of letting go. And all the while, focusing on your breath to quiet your mind. Your right leg up into the sky, and then use that leg to swing yourself up to sit. And once you've come up, let your left foot drop to the inner right thigh. Inhale, reach for the sky, lengthen upward. Exhale, tip your hips over your right leg. Take another forward bend. Long, slow, deep breaths of letting go. Feel yourself breathing in. Feel yourself breathing out. And then walk your hands up your right leg. Grab both legs as you lay down onto the ground again. Rock side to side, settle in. And then hands on the knees, toes are touching. Spread your knees open wide. Hands to the floor behind your head. Reach to the ceiling, using your abdominal strength, reach through to the center. And back down again. Knees come together to touch. We reach up and now over to the left. And come back down, knees spread open wide. We reach up through the center. Come down, let your knees touch. Reach up and over to the right. And come back down one more time. Reach through to the center. Grab the edges of your feet. Reach them up as if they walked across the ceiling. Head lays to the floor. Knees point to the outside of your ribs. Drop the left foot to the floor, cross the right ankle over your left thigh. Reach around, find your pigeon pose, releasing the tension in your right hip. Find where you feel that. And close your eyes. Breathing in and out, and focusing on your breath to quiet your mind. Reach your left leg up to the sky now. Use that to swing yourself up. And let the right foot drop to the inner left thigh. With an inhale, lengthening upward. Exhale, tip the hips over your left leg. Take a forward bend. Every breath long and slow and deep and full of letting go. Walk hands up the left leg. Grab both legs. Lay yourself down again onto the floor. Hug your knees. Rock from side to side. And we'll move now into inversions. Choose whatever inversion feels happy for you today. If it's a shoulder stand, lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders. Support yourself holding your hands on your hips. If you're feeling like a bridge pose, push both feet into the ground as you lift hips off the floor. To find where you feel happy, where you feel good. Feel yourself breathing in and breathing out. And focusing on your breath, quiet your mind. Take your time now, coming slowly, slowly back down to the mat. Whenever you finally make your way all the way down, reach round, hug your knees, rock yourself side to side. And then step both feet onto the floor for fish pose. As you push the feet down, lift the hips up, slide your hands under your hips, and then lay your hips on top of your hands. Legs stretch out straight. We sit up on the fingertips. Elbows come underneath the back, and we're propped up on the forearms. Lay your head back. Let your neck open. Roll your shoulders back. Spread your heart wide. Let your heart be pulled toward the sky. And slowly the head lifts and the fish pose returns to the mat. Hands come out from underneath now and our arms reach to the floor behind our head. Stretch yourself out from one end of your mat to the other. Lace your fingers together, turn your hands around. And let's begin our last twist. Reach down for your right leg. Give it a nice hug into your body and then cross it all the way over you to the left while you turn and look to the right. Let your body relax into the twist. And then release the left hand. Let the twist unroll and lay you back on your mat. You may feel a little less than centered, so go ahead and straighten yourself out. Take another stretch from one end of your mat to the other, lacing the fingers together, turning the palms around. Get nice and long.
And
this time we'll reach down, take the left leg, cross it over your body to the right, turn and look to the left. And let the twist wrap around you with healing. Release the right hand. Let that last twist unravel. Lay you on the mat. Again, straighten yourself out. And then lay yourself down now for our final relaxation. Release your body to the floor. Close your eyes. Let the only movement be the rise and fall of your breath. As you feel yourself breathing in, you feel yourself breathing out. And you quiet your mind. Imagine now that you have a crisp sheet of paper and a smooth rolling pen in your hand. Write down on the paper one question or concern. Something that has been weighing on your heart and mind. And then just breathe. Breathe a bit and begin to feel yourself come right into this moment. Breathe. And now imagine turning that paper upside down, so the letters flip over completely, and you see it from a different perspective. And just breathe. Just breathe. Try not to think, but just breathe. Open to what you already know. Open to what you already feel. Open to what you already understand. The answer may be within you, if only you allow yourself the time and condition to awaken it. Just breathe. Just breathe. As answers come, let them appear on your paper. Allow the seeds of solutions to appear on your paper. And nurture these seeds with a trust, a faith, that there are answers within. And with gratitude for the unveiling of your own insight. Just breathe. When you're ready to let go of that image of the paper, let it go. And then take a very deep breath in and a slow exhale out. Honor your practice by creating a meaningful closure for it. And then when you're ready, roll over onto your right side Rest your head on your arm for a couple of breaths. Be in no hurry to move on. And when you are ready, join me once again sitting on the mat. We finish in the same place where we began. Come here offering your gratitude for your practice today. Any gifts you may have received, anything you'll take away from your mat and use in other parts of your life. And once again, we'll drop our head down. Let it roll side to side. We come back to center. With an inhale, arms circle and reach to the sky. Hands joined together. Come first to our forehead for insight in our thoughts today. To our lips for insight in our words. And to our heart for insight in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.